Hello, people. Here to talk about benching. Have you ever heard about benching? My dog is looking at me. She thinks I'm talking to her. So benching, I've learned that recently. Learning a lot about modern dating. Benching means when you date someone, maybe, and they seem interesting, they seem fine, but you're not quite interested. But you know, it could be fun, but you're just not really willing to put the effort in unless you haven't got anything else to do. Like, you know, they're a plan B or a plan C, but you never tell them that. You'll just text them back periodically, you know, 2 to 5 working days. Leave them wanting more. Just generally being a little bit shitty with them. But you won't communicate the fact that they are benched. You'll just say, I don't know, I've been busy or whatever, or like, not sure. And like, pretend that this is normal for them. But trust me, the person who's actually worth your time, the person who's actually wanting to be with you, wanting anything more serious from you than just meeting, I don't know, once a month, they will put the effort in. They will not bench you. So that's what I'm here to talk about. It's what actually has been happening to my sister for a while, because she's been seeing this, I think it was a colleague of her, and they've been seeing each other for the past few years on and off. He's gotten back together with his toxic ex-girlfriend. They've got a terrible relationship. But once a month, he still reaches out to my sister, tries to go out with her, and doesn't really want anything, just keeps her on call. And my sister knows this. My sister's smart. And she even told him that, what do you want from me? Oh, just friends. But she can feel, you know, when you're hanging out with someone, you can actually tell that something's, they want a little bit more than just friendship or hanging out. And like, he complains to her about how bad his relationship is. Like, why are you with her then, you know? Why are you with your girlfriend then hanging out with my sister? It's, you know, it's obvious that there's something wrong. So yeah, she's benched. I've been benched. Been benched several times before. I think I'm always benched by everyone. I've always been the best friend of the pretty girl. You know. Or just second choice, third choice, whatever. Anyway, benching. For a new world. Situationships are over. Benching is in. I hate it. I honestly hate it. I also want to mention why I don't stream anymore. It's windy. You probably can't hear anything. I don't really find the time to play video games lately. Video games or Genshin, the one video game I can play. And honestly, it's getting boring. Don't get me wrong, I love the game, but I'm just not in the mood to play anymore. Sometimes I am, rarely. But as you know, I've moved. Summer is here in the city. And it's fucking beautiful. I've got a little bit more friends. I've been going out more. So simply, I don't have time to play. I just get my work done. And try not to be in front of the computer that much. I'm still on my phone a lot. Which is giving up. Oh my god, my phone is killing me. But I'm saving up for a new phone. And yeah. But yeah, I've not been playing much. There was a time in my life when I was badly addicted to games. At some point, I was badly addicted to what is it called? What's the names of those games? You know, the mobile games, like a little bit of gacha, a little bit of like pay-to-win games. Like you can, yeah. I've played those. I've played one of those for ages. I did meet a really good friend through it, which was great. Many good friends, but one that really stuck around for longer. Probably the others would have stuck around as well. I just kind of goosed it on Annie. And then I got addicted to another game, which was quite interesting. It was a Discord game, like a Discord RPG great game. Idle RPG, if you have heard of it. That was pretty fun too. And then I was addicted to Genshin, and finally kind of quit gaming somewhat, which is good because I've got more of a social life. During this time, I was living in the middle of nowhere with little to no friends and opportunities. So I'm a lot happier like this. But streaming is not something that will happen very regularly anymore. I might still do it occasionally, but it's not something I plan on long term. So if you've been looking forward to those, I'm sorry, but it's just not, I don't have time for it. I've got other stuff going on. I'm still learning music though, so I may do a stream of that at some point. Once I get a little bit better at piano, I do a little practicing piano stream. It will be terrible because I'm not good, but it will be fun. if you'd like that, let me know. Not that like 25 of those would be interested. I can't believe I've been around for a year, and I don't know. It doesn't feel like I've grown a lot, and I can't help but compare myself to others, my peers. See people who've been around for less or the same time as me and doing a lot better than me, and I'm thinking, what's wrong with me? And then I realized maybe it's the fact that I kind of stopped sexualizing myself. Like, I do post the occasional spicy picture, but yeah, no ramble faps, you know, no real content when it comes to like sexual content. I just act, which I'm very transparent about, because it's just, you know, it's my boundary that I want to stick to. And I could lie about it. I mean, you know how easy it is to fake an orgasm. I've been doing that all my life. But I've been very transparent about my content being fake, and that maybe keeps me behind of others. Also, I like don't do fansly and shit, and only fans. A lot of people ask me why. I just don't want to. I don't understand. Why do I need to answer that? Why don't you want to post nude pictures of yourself on the internet? Because I don't want to. It's not for everyone. Whoever wants to do it, it's fine. Power to them. But it's not for me. Just like what I do is not for everyone. Not everyone would be comfortable acting out erotic content out loud, you know? But I am. I think it's fun. But it's, for me, it's not personal. For me, it's fun. Just fun. Non-sexual fun. And I think because of this, a lot of potential listeners aren't interested, because they're not really hearing me getting off, you know? Maybe that's what most of them want to hear. I don't know. But I get by. Sometimes I do wish I was popular as well, like others. Like, yeah, I've got 20,000 Twitter followers, but what's that? Nothing. My content isn't really getting seen as much. I don't, like, my Patreon hasn't grown at all. I'm losing a lot of subscribers, and I know I have been slow with content, but I have delivered every month, I think. But if you don't think so, you know, let me know. Maybe I should change things up. Maybe I should work harder. Anyway, this went from, as it always does, just me talking out of my ass. I'm walking my dog, as always. I bought some ice cream. I bought some crisps. And I'm gonna finish walking Lula, go home, and watch John Wick 4. Maybe not John Wick 4. I wanna watch something. I've been watching Succession non-stop. And like, I kinda wanna watch something else for once. Wish I didn't have to do it alone. It would be fun to watch a film with someone, but everyone's busy tonight, so it's okay. I'll have a friend visiting tomorrow, and they'll stay for a few days, so that will be nice. But until then, I'm gonna have a good night, and I hope you guys have a good day, night, whatever you're doing as well. Take care. Kiss, kiss. Resuming the recording just a second. I'm looking right now. So it's kind of like just after sunset. So it's not quite dark yet, but it's dark enough not to see things properly. So I've got this dark dress on. It's like black but floral, and I've got Lavalier mic clipped on my dress, so I'm talking to it. But this is like a tiny black mic connected by a tiny wire to my phone. Because people on the street probably don't fucking know what I'm doing. I'm just like walking my line, walking around to nothing, to no one. So people probably think I'm crazy. But that's okay. I've been through worse.